Hi there. The word for you today is on building men and women of God. We've been talking about it for the last week, and this is the last day in this series. In Deuteronomy chapter 6, God gives his people commandments, and then he says, impress them on your children. So, finally, teach your children the value of hard work. Navigator's founder, Lorne Sanne, smiles as he remembers four words from his father that changed his life. And what were those four words? Here they are. Son, get with it. Parents who think that letting their kids avoid hard work is doing them a favor are deluded. Your children will grow up to become irresponsible, dependent, underdeveloped, and they'll actually finish up resenting your overindulgence because you left them ill-equipped to deal with life. Proverbs 10 verse 4 and 5 says, lazy hands make a man poor, but diligent hands bring wealth. He who gathers crops in summer is a wise son, but he who sleeps during harvest is a disgraceful son. So, if you keep doing for your child what they should be doing for themselves, you're crippling their development and creativity. Honest work is God's provision for human happiness, as well as for personal, social, and spiritual growth. This is more than a financial issue, it's a spiritual issue. Hard work is good for you. You say, are you serious? Absolutely. Proverbs 13 verse 4 says, the soul of the sluggard craves and gets nothing, but the soul of the diligent is made fat, or in this case, healthy. Look, one day your child will thank you for requiring them to participate in family life and do their fair share. And their future husband or wife will thank you too. You say, but they're so young and they've got schoolwork to do. Hey, if your children master the three R's but fail to become responsible and mature, they will pay for it in the future. The Bible says it is good for a man that he should bear the yoke of responsibility and work in his youth. What they learn in youth, they'll enjoy lifelong as they grow up to become men and women of God.